Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Bachelorette Wrap Up. I'm Amy, here as always with the lovely Haley Strong. Haley, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. I can't believe we've made it through yet another season of The Bachelorette.
We've done it.
Fifth one.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what the fifth anniversary is. Let me look.
Yeah.
What kind of gift we should be getting each other.
Yes. What is our, like, random papers first?
Yeah. Wood.
Wood.
All right. Yeah.
We'll be getting a lot of that on Bachelor in Paradise this season. So.
Yeah. Disgusting.
So I haven't seen the start of Bachelor in Paradise, but you were catching up on that before our recording tonight. Are you excited about the season? Any little hints you can give me about what we have to look forward to?
Any hints I can give you? There are a couple people where I'm truly like, who are you? And Angela,
even though we've heard the name, we've seen the cast list, it's still shocking.
I just have no recollection.
Yeah.
God, what's his name? Who do I hate? What's that guy's name that I hate? David?
Mm-hmm.
He's even worse.
Oh, great.
Somehow.
Okay.
People are going to have to tune in tomorrow for our episode about the premiere of Bachelor in Paradise to get all my hot, burning hot takes about that.
Yes. And I noticed in the preview, Jordan was talking about things that Jordans do and don't do. So I think at some point in Bachelor in Paradise season, we'll have to get Jordan Parhar on to clear the air about what Jordans do and what Jordans don't do.
That's a good idea.
Yes, as you can see, I'm already excited about Bachelor in Paradise. We've been talking about this for at least the last month, I think.
Yeah.
And the finale of Bachelorette kind of, cemented that for me. I feel like I was looking forward to starting fresh with something new. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, I'm ready to start fresh. The finale was completely expected. For two seasons now, this one and RE season, the show made its best efforts to spoil the season for us. So it's been a frustrating watch, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucks because I love Becca, and I think she was a really decent bachelorette.
Mm-hmm.
But they spoiled the season in the first episode.
Yeah.
And I know it's foreshadowing, and maybe not everyone's looking into it as much as we are because we have to talk about it for hours each week, and not everyone has to do that. But the comment that JoJo made of, well, we all picked our guy who we gave the first impression rose to.
Right.
That would not have been in the season unless Becca picked Garrett.
Yeah. And
so like the moment she gave him the first impression rose, I was honestly like, well, he wins. See you later.
Right. And then we'll have the four of those women helping out the next bachelorette saying the same thing. Unless she doesn't pick that person, then we won't hear anything of it again.
Yeah.
Do you think
so this whole go ahead.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, do you think this will lead to more people doing something to try to get the first impression rose? Well, is this like a new
the
opposite of a curse, like the first impression rose streak or bonus?
I don't know. I would hope not, because people already do enough on this show for attention.
Right.
I don't know. This season was just kind of a frustrating watch for, and that's part of the reason. And then the social media stuff with Garrett was another reason.
And I feel like that kind of spoiled it too, because
yeah, absolutely. It
why would she make such a emphatic statement defending him? Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we don't read reality, Steve. I'm not going to do it yet because I'm worried about running into Bachelor in Paradise spoilers.
Right.
But I like to go back and read what he said was going to happen after it's already happened. Mm-hmm. But it's getting harder and harder to quote unquote avoid spoilers. Even if I'm not actively seeking it out. And even if people aren't tweeting them to us, which people don't, they respect our wishes not to be spoiled. Reading between the lines or just it's a tough balance to strike because mm-hmm. it's almost impossible not to be spoiled at this point, because no matter what, there are going to be people who are spoiled, who are creating content and obviously have a certain opinion based on what they've heard or what they know or what this person mm-hmm. who knows this person told them. So right. it's
especially the people who are creating content that are part of the Bachelor in Paradise universe, yeah. like former, like there's no way they don't know what's going on. So it's even those things you have to be like kind of careful with, like what they might say and what you might hear.
And so for all those reasons, it was just kind of, well, that and, you know, the Lincoln thing and this new Leo thing where Leo has been accused of sexual harassment by Becca
Martinez.
Baby Becca.
Yeah, baby Becca.
And
although not to her, but she was collecting stories from other people. Yeah, she's got the receipts.
So it was just, it's just been, it's been a little bit frustrating. And I feel like this happens every season. And maybe that's an effect of the fact that this is a reality show. We're following real people. And real people aren't perfect. They're going to slip up. I know mm-hmm. I'm not perfect. I don't know what to do with the show anymore.
Yeah. Are they just like, well, the spoilers are out there. We don't care. We're going to lean so far into it that we're just going to create the story. And I mean, even if you hadn't read between those lines at the beginning of the season or heard about this Instagram story at all, the finale episode that we just watched, the way that they talk about one guy is going to be so devastated, and the way they showed like the things Blake was saying and the way his family visit went and the questions that he was getting, it's like there's no way going into that you didn't know who is the one that's going to be devastated. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
You can't even see Garrett being devastated about anything.
You know, and then we see Blake being like, hey, I have a bad feeling about this. I don't think she's going to pick me.
Right.
And Becca seems to be the type of person who can't help but to wear her emotions on her face.
Totally. And
so as soon as she's not into it, you can tell. And Blake sensed that because he's not a sack of boring potatoes. Mm-hmm. And he understood that was kind of going on, and it was throwing him off. It was making him anxious, which I totally understand. I completely see Blake's point of view here, because that's kind of how I am. Like I get the anxiety like that. That's a real world thing for me in my relationships and social anxiety I have. And and so seeing that felt really interesting, because I feel like we haven't seen that level of anxiety and insecurity coming from one of these guys before.
Yeah, and we mentioned Becca Martinez before, and I thought she had an interesting tweet and commentary on that. She said, Blake is genuine, raw, and honest. Anxiety is real, and his anxiety was obviously warranted. The man knew what was coming from a mile away. How are people going to blame Blake for getting in his head about thinking Becca was going to break up with him when that is what happened?
Yeah, I know I would get in my head about this.
Right.
And I think I listened to Juliette Littman's podcast today, and I think it was Nick. I can't remember if it was Nick or Ben who said it. It's like when you're an overthinker and you're in this world where you have nothing to do except sit and think, like it's easy to get in your own head about these things because that's all there is to do.
Right. And, you know, when he was commenting on what Becca's, how the family visit went, and like, was it her mom was saying something like, well, whatever happens, you'll be okay. Like, you know, it's like, okay, why? He was like, that's a weird thing to say. It's like, yeah, that is a weird thing to say.
Yeah, it's very weird.
And then, like, one of the uncle was asking, like, so, you know, what is your opinion of this Garrett guy? You know, like, tell me something about him. And I don't know. They just, whether they ask the same things to Garrett, I'm not sure, but we were shown this, and I think they met Garrett first, so I think they're always going to be comparing to the first person they meet. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that, you know, she may have clued them in, or they may have just picked up on that, okay, I think Garrett is the right match for her, and those kind of questions are obviously going to, you know, strike you the wrong way. Like, well, why would you ask that? That's not quite.
Especially if you're in your own head already. Why wouldn't you fixate on that? Right. And some of the comments that Becca's family was making about Blake, it was like, it's like they saw him in a more positive light. Like, what is it that, you know, Blake was talking about how he gravitates towards strong, independent women.
Yes.
And, you know, Emily says that she could see Blake being a challenge to Becca in like a good way and would be a more of a teammate.
Which is what Becca wanted.
She said she wanted to see how he could easily be in this 50-50. And so it was interesting for Emily to say that. And then Becca not go for that? I don't know.
Right. Like, and I think it was her uncle who said that he seemed more like, I don't know, on her level or something. It just seemed like they're trying to say, like, okay, he's kind of like your caliber in a way, or like your intellectual level. Or they said, you need someone that's, I jotted down this quote that the uncle said, that you need someone that's stride for stride and feels the same passion for the issues that you feel. And I just like went right to the Instagram
thing.
You're
just like, did they put that on there for a reason? Like,
right.
So it's, I don't know, it's a strug.
Yeah. And the fact that Becca throughout the episode kept saying, like, I always thought it would be, this whole time I was thinking it was going to be Blake. So it was setting it up again that, okay, well then obviously it's not going to be Blake.
Yeah.
So where are you at with the results now, Haley? Are you wishing she had picked Blake? Are you happy that, you know, they seem happy? Where are you feeling with this couple and how it just, I know we're jumping all over, but just kind of the overall feel.
It's hard to not jump all over. Mm-hmm. Is, you know, something interesting I thought Becca said about Garrett was that she feels like that relationship would be a bigger risk. Mm. And I'm obviously not in her shoes, but I just don't see how that relationship would be a bigger risk. Like, just from my outside perspective. What was your question again? How do I feel about this?
Yeah.
You know, if I could separate, I'm going to try and separate my brain from it and be happy that she's happy. Like we say every season, like we want these people to be genuinely happy and find love. And I want to be supportive of Becca's choices because it's her life. It's not mine. I don't know her. She doesn't know me from a brick in the wall. Mm-hmm. And I want to skip ahead to the after the final rose for a quick second. Garrett was pretty quick to bring up an apology for, you know, his double taps. And I would like to accept this apology. The one thing I just wish he had said, and maybe it's just because he doesn't have quite, he's not a wordsmith,
right?
I wanted him to say, I'm sorry for offending people. And I've taken steps to understand why this content was upsetting. And that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to not just hear, I'm sorry I offended you.
Right.
But I wanted to hear him say, I now understand why this is offensive to people. And, you know, whatever. Thank you to Becca for helping guide me in this journey to being a better person and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. It was more like, I'm sorry I did that. I won't do it again. It's like, well, no, we want you to actually feel differently about that content, not just like, I'm not going to like it anymore. I'm not going to be public about it.
Yeah. And I'm kind of, one thing that's going through my head a lot, just in, you know, in life and with this show is, should people be condemned because of one thing they did for life? Should I hate Garrett forever because of the one thing he did? And no, I shouldn't. And, you know, that's something for me to work through. And I don't hate Garrett. I don't know the guy. Like, I disagree with what he liked. He didn't even say it. But, like, liking is an extension of saying, I'm sorry. Like, it's just, and a lot of people want me to get over that. But I just, I just can't do it.
Right.
And I don't want to condemn Garrett forever. I want to give him another chance. I want to give lots of people another chance to understand why their actions had a negative impact on people, and what I can do to help people, or what they can do, the steps in their life to make things better. Because I don't think it's productive for me to say, Garrett, you're a shitty guy because you did this one thing one time. Mm-hmm. I'd rather be like, hey, this is why I don't agree with this. And if you disagree with my disagreement, well, then we might have an issue. But like, I don't want to say Garrett deserves to rot in hell. Like, I want him and Becca to be happy together and have a good, positive life and spread love and light into the world. And that's my soliloquy for the day, I guess.
Yeah, well, and they're planning to maybe move to California for a couple of years.
Let's,
so
let's not do that, okay? It's just, like, I was waiting for them to say it, like, well, we're going to spend some time in Minnesota and then some time in Reno. And then maybe, and I was like, don't say California, don't say California. Like, maybe move to California. I was like, no, just be chill, guys. Follow the desert.
Yeah, she's happy. I think second kid on the way, right?
Oh, is she pregnant?
I think so. I could be wrong, but
just like, instead of like, be like Dez, be like Jade, like leave LA, actively leave LA to go somewhere else.
Right. So you're gonna spend time in Minneapolis, spend time in Reno while you're waiting for like an opportunity to come up in LA, and then you're just like explaining why you're gonna be there as your decision. You know, it's like, okay, why should we be surprised? We're not. So. Let's see, going back to the dates and the time in the Maldives, I thought the date choices that she had were pretty telling as well, with the what they did on Garrett's date and what they did on Blake's date. We always talk about, like, okay, if you're going horseback riding, it's kind of a bad sign, and they went bike riding. You know, you're not touching, you're not interacting. And again, he had the date where they weren't allowed to touch during that whole in the sacred grounds in Thailand. And there was also sort of a mixed story when Blake asked her about when she knew and when Chris Harrison asked her about when she knew. Because when Blake asked her, she's like, oh, just like right up until like right at the end. And then when Chris Harrison said, she's like, oh, hometowns, you know, yeah. I knew it was Garrett. So I thought, okay, she gives Garrett this great date where they're seeing dolphins, they're at the equator, at this, like, you know, this significant geographical marker, and it's just super memorable. And then with Blake, it was just like, okay, let's ride bikes on this one island. What did you think?
Yeah.
Should he have been clued in there too?
At this point in the episode, I was kind of just checked out, waiting for the inevitable. I think I was like, okay, this is all filler. We know it's going to happen. Let's just get to it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will say that I am enjoying the interspersed Chris Harrison interviews now.
Okay. You like the new setup?
Yeah. It makes more sense to me that we see Blake get broken up with, and then Chris has his interview with him, and then we see him talk to Becca. Mm-hmm. And it's not so whiplashy as in your traditional After the Final Rose, where like we see them and then 2.5 minutes later we see, you know, Becca with the guy she picked. Where this, it kind of gives you time to step back,
feel a little
enjoy
better about the
proposal.
The second part. Yeah,
and exactly. Be able to have some distance in between it. So
yeah. Well, speaking of proposals, let's talk about the first, like, it was basically a proposal. He didn't get down on one knee, but let's talk about these two arrivals. Yeah. I didn't think Becca did a great job of, you know, helping, like, letting Blake down easy with her response to him.
No, and you could tell he was, like, off-put by the, like, as soon as he got there, like, he wasn't committing to what he was saying almost.
Yeah, like, he already had kind of a sense, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then it was like she was going in on, like, really positive things, even when she stopped him. And she didn't really say, like, can I stop you for a second? She was like, can I have a moment? And so it could have been a, like, hey, I'm just going to, like, tell you I love you, like she did with Garrett. You know,
no, it never happens like that.
No.
I mean, it did kind of happen with Garrett, but it wasn't a, hey, babe, like, can I have a quick sec? It's like,
Right. It was
oh,
like he
by the
already
way,
knew.
before you get down on one knee, here's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I was just like, okay, why tell him, like, this whole time I thought it was you, and then just like there's one piece that was missing.
That's more of an insult,
yeah,
I think.
Right.
Than like I'm just picking the other guy. Like, I always thought it was you.
Right. I know, it's worse. Like, I think if you thought like, oh, I had it stronger with this other guy this whole time and I was trying to see if, you know, we made it work, but no, that wasn't the case. Also, why not, if you're Becca, why not do the, like, the Ally Fedotowsky move and go and let him down easy beforehand? I'm trying to think who else did that. But
Andy,
right?
Rachel really did that.
Yeah, she did, kind of. Do you think they just weren't going to have it production-wise?
Yeah, I think they kind of were like, you got to do this, because they knew it was going to be dramatic. They haven't gotten something like that in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Quick aside, now that we've mentioned Rachel,
mm-hmm.
Did you see her recap she did?
Oh, like a written recap?
Yeah, so I think she's been writing recaps all season long.
I saw. I've seen some of hers throughout the season, but I haven't seen the one on the finale.
So it wasn't as much about the finale as it was about Rachel, which I thought was a really interesting perspective. Mm. And she was saying in this that she was super happy for Becca.
Mm-hmm.
And she loved that she was able to see the reasons why she could have either picked Blake or picked Garrett. And so when Garrett proposed, the story made sense.
Mm-hmm.
And she was saying she was a little upset, because she wasn't afforded that same opportunity. And I think, you know, even you and I are guilty of saying it in last season that we didn't get the Brian story.
No.
And we felt like he was a consolation, or that she only picked him because Peter was out.
Right. And he wanted to get married and Peter didn't.
Yeah, and so, and that when he proposed, we were all like, what? Mm-hmm. We haven't seen any of this story. And she was saying how she felt a little robbed out of that TV happy ending. So I thought that was a pretty interesting little tidbit from her.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, I mean, it is a totally different thing to kind of see how it was set up from the beginning. It's just not the way I like to enjoy The Bachelor. I do kind of like to be surprised at who gets picked at the end. And this was just like, okay, yeah, this just can't really see any other avenues anymore.
When was the last time you were surprised?
I think I was surprised at Rachel's, looking back. I was hoping, you know, but he did get the first impression rose, but we didn't get like that sort of set up. And I think it could have gone either way when we got down to, I didn't know what was going to happen with Peter.
Yeah.
You know, I thought she could have picked him and just not gotten engaged or something.
But like,
when
was the last time they opened the limo door and they panned up and you're like, oh,
whoa.
I was not expecting that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I'm trying to think.
Like, I feel like Sean Lowe might jump out in my head about that.
Yeah.
But that was before, like, you know, the heavy social media involvement in the show, right?
Yes, I would say that mine would probably all be before that. Like, I think I was surprised by, Deanna, for sure.
Right.
Emily's season, when she picked Jeff.
Yeah,
I
was
surprised by that.
Yeah. But she let Ari go beforehand, right?
Right. So, yeah, when there's the two, I can't think of it. Definitely wasn't shocked with, Ashley picking JP.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't shocked with Chris picking Whitney over Becca.
No, that was not shocking.
Andy
not
saying
shocked about
goodbye.
Caitlin.
Yeah, Caitlin was not a surprise. And like, part of that was she accidentally spoiled the season, even though you and I weren't spoiled.
I know,
it was,
that was
still like one of those things like, yeah, we read between the lines here.
Totally. No, it's been a while. I think, but it used to be like in the old days of The Bachelor, the OG Bachelor days, those are really like where you just had no clue. Like they were trying to trick you almost. And I kind of, yeah, I miss those days.
Mm-hmm.
There was also, we got a tweet from George, who does our draft, about something production had up their sleeve for this episode that didn't make air.
This is interesting.
Yeah, explain this, Haley.
So Ari posted this thing on Instagram of him and Lauren in the Maldives, and comments saying, you know, Lauren and I flew out to the Maldives at request of Becca and the Bachelor production. The scene will not air on TV, but I just want to let you know that it was a productive conversation for all of us. And it was very hard for Lauren to do that. So I'm so proud of her. And I was like, wait, what? Why? What reason are we doing this?
Yeah. So they get this free trip to the Maldives, which is probably why they agreed to do it.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah. And maybe for the best that didn't air, but yeah, why? Is it just they wanted to make the Ari storyline even bigger than it has been this season and then realize they, you know, hit the cutting room floor. Yeah, no one cares, or it wasn't being well received. People aren't caring about Ari at all. I don't know. That's just, that really surprises me that they would bother to try to even fit something like that in. You don't think Becca was thinking about Ari in any way at this point. Although she did just say, like, she came to understand him better for having falling in love with two guys and feeling that way. But, you know, she decided to only say I love you to one person, which is a good decision. And yeah, I can't imagine, like, what you would get out of that. And maybe that's why they didn't show it. Maybe
it just didn't make sense.
Yeah, it wasn't good TV. Or, like, yeah, they had a healthy conversation, but it's not the most exciting TV either. But yeah, that surprised me. Let's see. What about Garrett's proposal? Your thoughts?
This is a hot take.
Okay.
That's my favorite proposal ring I've ever seen on this show.
Okay, I've seen a lot of negative comments about it.
Yeah, I know, and I was kind of surprised. I thought it was different. I loved the three stone.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people aren't a fan of the gold, but I liked it with the yellow stones.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow stones was something different. And mm-hmm. I feel like usually we see these big gaudy like diamond things. And like this was just, it wasn't not gaudy, but it was just, I just liked it. Okay. You know, the band wasn't all diamond and it wasn't like a cushion cut with more diamonds surrounding a big diamond. It's like, you're not going to murder someone with it accidentally by swinging your hand about.
True. Yeah, no, it was definitely different. I do like the color. I don't know about the way the three stones sat together, but I didn't get a great look at it. But did you like it better than the one that Blake picked?
Yes, I thought the one Blake picked was pretty same
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
as a lot of things we've seen before. And this one was different and I liked it.
I can't remember what she got from Ari, but
oh yeah,
definitely would have been a departure from this one. I would think Neil Lane wouldn't bring anything sort of similar. That probably wouldn't be off to a good start. I thought you were going to say like it was your favorite proposal ever. I was like, that would be a hot take.
No. Not my favorite proposal ever.
Yeah.
Amy, does your boyfriend like the way you say bag?
Oh, I don't know if he's commented on it, but I just say it the way.
Yeah.
Why?
You say it like I say it, right?
Yeah. Bag.
Bag. Not bag.
Yeah. Do people comment on? Because, I mean, we're both from around here, so.
Yeah.
Says it the same way.
Everyone around me says it the same way. But my friend Colin, who lives in Maine, has consistently over the years made fun of the way I say bag or hashtag or anything like that.
Oh, really? Even hashtag?
Funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it should be hashtag.
Hashtag bagel. That's what I would hear a lot when I was out east. Like,
bagel.
Yeah. Yes.
Bagel. Bagel. Bagel.
But Becca must say she has a Minnesota accent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why is this coming up? Were you just...
Because Garrett kept being like, I love her accent. I love the way she says bag. I love this. I was like,
that part.
Okay. Cool, dude.
That's so funny. I missed that comment.
That's hilarious.
I was like, Haley, where did this random comment come from?
Yeah, that's
Garrett actually said that. That's
sorry,
so funny.
Yeah, I didn't mean to throw it in there.
Yeah. No, I mean, they seem like genuinely really happy. It was weird to me, I guess, seeing the like, hey, we're engaged, the excitement, because then I just kind of flashed back to, I was like, wait, I feel like I just saw the scene with her and Ari, which I did. And they kind of all, everybody kind of all does the same thing on the show once you get engaged.
We're engaged.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. They brought the
Let's go make a baby right now.
Yes. Yeah. They brought the tagline back. It sort of took a dip this season. They started to notice maybe that people weren't really feeling it, but they brought it back. And then another thing they brought back after the final rose, suddenly we're seeing clips of the happy couple visit, because I guess that's a thing they do now. Like, they were just trying to normalize it or something. Like,
yeah,
here we go.
I'm not as against this as I thought it would be.
Okay.
I wanted to see more of it, actually. Like, I feel like we didn't see very much.
No, this was just like a little testimonial. It wasn't really like what, like an activity, but I guess the point was that they weren't doing much. They were just in bed all day.
In the Becca one, I liked seeing like them cooking and them hanging out in a hammock and just doing some casual life stuff.
Right. How funny it would have been if they sent them to the same house where she got broken up.
Can you imagine? They would do that. That's habit.
They would. Like, oh, you gotta like cleanse, like bring the sage and just start new memories here. I can totally see it. Let's see what else from how about the interviews between the interview with Becca and Blake. He seems very like positive and just all around great guy, but still hurt.
Yeah, he did seem pretty hurt still. Mm-hmm. Which I get, and it's fine. Not a lot of juice for the squeeze here though.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Has he risen for next Bachelor potential over Jason? Jason had a lot of hype.
I don't know how to feel anymore about this situation.
Okay. Are you waiting to see if VIP brings anyone else to the surface?
Maybe. Yeah, I kind of want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could be interesting. I think it's just very divided. People are either Team Jason or Team Blake, because they'd both be so different. So it's sort of, if you want the kind of the feel-good, someone fresh that doesn't have a lot of baggage would be the Jason. And then somebody like where you want to like see them have a happy ending and go through the emotional journey with them, that would be the Blake, I think.
Yeah.
So it'd be interesting. I don't think they'll ever do
a two guy
or even a two girl again. What do you think? They tried it once. Didn't get received that well.
Yeah, it's because it was
well. They
dumb.
Tried it. They did it with guys too, way back when. But
oh, right.
A long time ago. But yeah, something like putting it to a vote before and not like having the contestants vote or something might be a little better. But yeah.
I want them to like do a whole season with the two guys.
That I would have loved that for Caitlin's season. I think that would be really interesting. It'd be interesting to see how they could do that. But yeah, that'd be cool. Be like a mini VIP, like little love triangles going on.
Mm-hmm.
And then with Garrett, we talked about that social media segment. Chris Harrison didn't actually mention it. He was just like, oh, so there's been some hard times too, right?
And yeah, and Garrett was really trying to get ahead of the story, it seemed like.
Yeah. But how weird would it have been if you hadn't seen any stories about this?
Be like, very weird.
What is he doing on Instagram?
Yeah.
It's like sort of forcing people to go look it up and find out for themselves.
But I'm glad they at least like addressed it.
Yeah, yeah. And the minivan. Let's talk about that. How'd you feel about that little surprise at the end?
I don't know. I feel fine about it, I guess.
I thought it was cute that it was at least, it wasn't, when they announced it, it was like, okay, it's going to be like this brand new state-of-the-art minivan. It was like the 1990s, 1980s, like wood paneling used minivan. So that was kind of funny. But not as good as like the Mental Apology Choir, I have to say.
No, that was probably not
the best surprise. And then any other things that stood out to you or that you want to say about this finale, this outcome, before we get into our fabulous listener questions?
I don't think so. Nothing really comes to mind. What about you?
I don't think so either. I think it was a yeah, not as exciting because, as we talked about, it just, we could see this coming from a mile away or miles away. So yeah. I'll be curious. I guess one thing I didn't get I didn't get the greatest sense that they're doing fabulous. Like, it seemed almost a little bit like, we're so excited. Yeah. Well, you had a great tweet about the corgi thing. Do you remember what you tweeted about that? When you said that she wanted to get four corgis?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Thank you for bringing that up. I wanted to talk about that. Okay. So, for those who didn't watch this episode, because I had another few people this week be like, yeah, we gave
we're
up.
We're not watching, yeah.
So, when Chris Harrison asks, what's next? They're like, pets. And Chris Harrison is like, fur babies? And she said, uh-huh, I want to get four corgis. And he's like, and Garrett's like, oh, maybe just, we'll see about that. It's like,
yeah, he had the...
she's only asking for four corgis. I think that's reasonable. Right. I would ask for 15.
Exactly, yeah. That doesn't deserve, like, the scared, the terrified look that he had.
No, the more corgis, the better. They're not, like, a big old Great Dane, like... Four corgis equal one Great Dane.
Yes. And I didn't like that she said pet store. Like, I feel like that's not the place to go to get your corgis. Like, let's not go to Puppy Mills, right? Like, that's where I feel
let's
like pet stores are.
Find nice corgis that are in shelters.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great.
I saw a corgi walk by my house today and I got real excited.
Oh my gosh, so cute. Yeah, I guess maybe it was the fact that they kind of said, like, oh, we're taking day by day, which is sort of what every couple says that's like about to break up. We just want to be in the real world. I feel like the ones who are still together now were still like really enthusiastic about wedding planning and they were like more sure about where they're moving in. And so it just seemed a little bit, I don't know. We'll see. But I don't know. It's not one of those couples that I'm like, yeah, they're solid. Right. All right. So for questions, we have this email from George. DMK, a family visits Sting, Mary, Kill. Garrett meets Becca's family. Blake meets Becca's family. And BB20, Big Brother 20, Swaggy C meets Bailey's family. Okay. I didn't see that episode. So Haley, you'll have to fill us in.
Yeah, for those who do not watch Big Brother, there was a showmance this season. And the guy part of the showmance, he left in the second week. God, it was so awful. It was the worst thing I've ever seen. So Big Brother production flew this guy out to meet the woman's family without the woman knowing about it.
Yeah.
And he wore a jacket with his own face on the back. It was the most horrific thing I've ever seen on television.
Oh my gosh. That'd be horrifying to come out of the house and be like, wait, what happened while I was gone? Like, am I even in a relationship with you?
Nightmare.
I mean, were they in a confirmed relationship even? Like,
yeah, like they're Facebook official, but it's like, still, you, I don't care if you've spent quote unquote 600 hours together. Like, you've known each other for 2.5 weeks. Let's chill.
Yeah. And you have this big period of not communicating. So who knows how she's like feeling about it now. And were her parents like excited about meeting him or liked him?
Yeah, they seemed excited and that they liked him.
Interesting. Okay. And then George has another question. Okay. Different question. Who will last longer as a couple? Well, we didn't actually answer the question, I guess. So which family does
it? No, I refuse. I refuse.
Yeah. It's kind of like, yeah, we have to kill the Swaggy C, I think. Anyway.
Yeah, Garrett, like, don't care.
Who will last longer as a couple? Becca and the guy she chooses or Swaggy C and Bailey?
Oh, this is so tough. Give me Swaggy and Bailey.
All right. Nice. This is from Facebook, from Will Holston. He said, who is responsible for the human rights campaign bumper sticker on the back of Garrett and Becky's minivan? Was ABC trying to trick us or was Garrett being trolled by a producer?
I mean, the latter, right?
Yeah. I mean, they get this used minivan. What are the chances that it came with a bumper sticker on it? It has the vanity plate that says Final Rose But then,
just
the only
one bumper sticker.
Just one bumper sticker.
Yeah. Just amazing work, Bachelor producers.
So
outstanding.
Good. Yes. Will Holston also asks, is it possible Blake is an animorph and that stray cat who showed up at Garrett and Becca's Airbnb was just him in disguise?
I'd read that book.
Oh, man. That's so funny. Kirsten McInnes. So I'm your next draft opponent, right? Oh, we've had a few pitches for this.
Yeah. I haven't told you this yet, Amy. I promised Kirsten a long time ago.
Ooh, I'm excited.
I was like, yeah, sure.
We obviously can't invite Melissa Denny back. We don't have our final results because we still have our VIP points to figure out. Well, a few cast members yet to be released, but I think George is working on tallying, you know, now that we know who won, which was Garrett, which is Melissa's choice, and we don't know the next Bachelor, but so you could get those 10 points or she could get them. I think it's down to Blake or Jason. But yes, we don't like to invite people back who beat us mercilessly.
Yeah. So no one we've had in the last 2.5 years is allowed to come back.
Yeah. So do you want to introduce who Kirsten is for those listening that might not know?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderful.
Kirsten is a longtime friend of ours. And this past season of Big Brother Canada, she was up for a Canada vote to get in the Big Brother house. And Canada was wrong and didn't vote her in. And it was offensive to me that that Canada didn't vote her in.
So we're voting her into our draft.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Also, I've had at Kemper Boyd on Twitter say that he would be really upset if Doug wasn't on the draft.
Yeah.
I'll have to get Doug on this, you know, maybe during Bachelor in Paradise, we'll finally have Doug come on here.
That'd be fun. Yeah. And, you know, there's always another draft because once Kirsten beats us, then you have to have somebody else.
Yeah.
And somebody else and somebody else.
I also still think it would be so funny to have Akiva on because he takes drafts so seriously and he doesn't watch the show. So that's a.
Right. He took Winter Games so seriously and had not watched any of these shows before. So, but he had the analytical eye on it. I loved it.
Yeah. So that's a dream draft too.
Yes. Amanda Danforth wants to know, do we care about the Happy Couples weekend? And is this going to be a regular feature of the finale?
I want to see more the personal camera rather than hey, come on in, guys, stuff. I think it is going to be a regular feature.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy content for them to make, to request, and it's good filler.
Yeah, honestly, I'd rather see some of that filler after we find out who she picks than some of the filler from beforehand.
Right. Or the same Bachelor in Paradise preview that we saw, the mental. Oh,
literally the exact same preview.
Yeah. And then they had the people in the audience that they didn't talk to them at all. I don't know. Just what's the point? Steven Schultz. How hot was it out there? Should Blake have gone without the jackets?
Yeah, as soon as he got dumped, he should have pulled a Lindsay Enter and just took off his jacket and was like, no, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, that'd been good. Let's see. Steven has another question. Blake said at the live show that she, Becca, is a big part of who I am. What kind of statement is that?
Yeah, that was a weird one to me. I feel like she is a portion of the a life-defining journey you just had, but I wouldn't say she gets to be she's not the man, she didn't make you the man you are today, completely.
Right.
You knew her for 2 months.
Yeah, I think
that was a little hyperbolic.
Maybe what he's going for is was a big part of my life or still has a part of my heart or something.
I don't know.
She'll always be a big part of my life. I don't know. But yeah, part of who I am. Yeah, that's an odd statement. Amanda Danforth, is Blake too heartbroken to be the next Bachelor, or is the time from now until the end of Bachelor in Paradise the perfect amount of time to get over Becca and to announce he's the Bachelor?
I don't know, because Blake will have had more time in between his breakup. And filming than Becca did between her breakup. Mm-hmm. And healing from pain is not unilateral or whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The runner-up is kind of always in a tricky spot because you think, like, okay, it makes sense for it to be the runner-up every time. Like, why not just always do that? But sometimes it's like you've seen too much of them, or they're not the right fit, or they want to continue the narrative that, like, they're so heartbroken. So
yeah,
it's really, I think, a mix of, you know, what they're looking for with the next Bachelor, who the audience responds to. So Chris did make a comment that, you know, Twitter or, you know, social media is going wild and that he has a lot of support. But he didn't say in reference to the Bachelor or anything, but just sort of like, I think they want to kind of gauge the situation for a while. And I think he would be fine to be it. Like, obviously, I think that would be enough time for him. And he seemed like at peace with it, mm-hmm. especially being able to watch it back. So, yeah, I think it just really depends what kind of lead they want for the next time around.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know who I want to be the Bachelor now. I keep going back and forth.
Yeah. I mean, because Ari was just a random pick, and he wasn't coming off of, like, a heartbroken story. So maybe they would want to go with, like, you know, he's devastated over Becca, and
yeah,
this is a second chance at love. Or would they want just someone that's a little more lighthearted? No.
Give me Wills.
Well, we will get him in Bachelor in Paradise, right? Has he shown up on the
premiere? He has indeed. He's in the main cast.
Main cast. Nice. Amanda. Oh, no. We just did that one. Justin Feinberg. At what point did Becca decide she wanted Garrett? And was it the moment they broke the fantasy suite headboard?
Disgusting. I'm not talking about this.
Was that the one piece that was missing?
Gross.
Justin Feinberg. Garrett. I'll be happy no matter what, as long as Becca's happy. Blake, I love Becca and can't bear the thought of her not choosing me. Chris Harrison, the most emotional, tough to watch breakup ever. Was this the least shocking finale outcome in show history?
I mean, pretty much. A moment I forgot to mention that I am deeply obsessed with mm-hmm. was when Blake was leaving. He said, I love you, bye. That killed me. Funny. I like literally was like
yeah.
Oh, I love it. So
a lot was made of his comment about, you know, oh, she's gonna be so happy when Garrett proposes, which was like, we never heard something like that before. We don't usually hear the runner up or the other guys mentioning the other guy's name
talking about Garrett,
right? Yeah, or she's gonna pick Garrett. I know it. It was just unique editing, because I'm sure they are all saying stuff like that. Or I mean, I don't think Garrett was saying that about Blake. I think he was just like, hey, my attitude is like everything's happy and the positive attitude. So they're so different in terms of how they look at life. And one thing I forgot to mention that I wanted to get your thoughts on. So when Becca was sort of explaining to him, at first she was like, oh, there's not one thing you did or anything, but then she did say she was kind of concerned about the way he might handle things, like if the kid got sick, like basically saying like his anxiety or how he got in his head so much.
Yeah, it was kind of like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like being on The Bachelor isn't really indicative of how you're going to react if a child gets sick or you come into some sort of life trauma. Because I don't know if
it's not a normal situation.
Becca remembers this, but Blake has already gone through some life trauma around here.
Serious trauma. Yeah, exactly. And he's shown that he's gotten through it. And before, she was worried about Garrett because he was so happy-go-lucky and it didn't seem like anything fazed him. And how would he handle hardship? I mean, he did cry in front of her sister, but that's not really indicative of how he would handle like a tough situation. That's just more getting emotional about thinking of proposing. And I thought it was odd that he was just like, oh, if she doesn't pick me, I'll be happy that she's happy. That's just a little too optimistic for me, I think. So there's like drawbacks to both.
Absolutely. I completely agree.
If someone's always like, oh, everything's gonna work out no matter what, then they're not really, I don't know. I would worry more about that person being able to handle a tough situation because they're, it'd be like a shock to their system. Like,
yeah, I will say this. In my long-term relationship, Ethan is definitely the more, you know, whatever will be, will be.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm more of the, yeah, but why don't I just fixate on this tiny little issue that probably won't happen, but mm-hmm. like I still want to think about it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like if I'm the blank and Ethan's the carrot, it's like a weird mix.
Right. Well, she did say that she felt so similar to Blake, so maybe it is like you kind of need that balance.
Yeah, like I don't think I can be with somebody who is like me.
Right.
Either. That'd be so destructive.
Yeah, let's fixate on this even more. Let's analyze it from all situations.
This together. And yeah. Sometimes I want Ethan. I'm like, can't you fixate on this thing with me? He's like, no, I've got better things to do. I'm not going to fixate on this thing.
That's so funny.
It's like, why? Yeah, I'm fixating. Fixate with me.
All right. Totally. We have some tweets. This is from @Jossly. And she says, where would you go first if you couldn't leave your house with your new fiance for months?
She says that as if that's like not my perfect scenario.
Right. Don't go anywhere. Especially if you have a house like those.
Yeah, you're going to pay for my staying and all my food and stuff. And you're going to fly me places and I don't have to leave. Wow. That sounds amazing.
Right. Yeah. Sign me up. And then this is from @BrewsterLou. Garrett said he would choose her every day, which is exactly what Ari said. Why didn't no one catch that?
I definitely heard that. I was like,
I knew I'd heard it before. And I was like, wait, where did I hear it? So, yeah, that's like, not great.
Is that him like being like, unlike Ari, I am going to choose you? Like, I don't know. But it was, I feel
like he said it as if he's like coming up with something new. Or, you know, when you say something, you're like, where did I get that from? He's like, this sounds good. He also said something that was interesting when he was being interviewed, and you know how she mentioned that he reminded her of her dad, and then he kind of said like, yeah, she told me that the first night, so I thought it was important to bring it up every time we hung out. I was like, wait, that sounds almost like a producer plant, like, oh, you should keep talking about how your dad, like that'll bond you guys.
I would be like, can you stop talking about my dad, please?
Yeah, I don't
know.
Right. And then @Jossly also wants to know the most cliche part of Garrett's proposal. Maybe it was that. There's so many cliches now and things they say. Because what else did he say? He talked about, this was more with her family, but he talked about wanting to, he's going to guard her.
Guard and protect her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's like something that comes up. Like Jason said it in the final three, I think, at some point. And so like guard and protect a heart is like now just something normal to say, I guess.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Let's see what else we have. Emily H at Emily62294. She says, love your recap, so I thought I'd throw it to you guys. Because my only question is the obvious, why choose the vapid guy who doesn't share your views and constantly comments on your looks if you want a 50-50 teammate? Why indeed? I don't know if I have an answer for that. Yeah, Emily mentioned that she was doing an interview with them, so I'm really curious. Emily, send us the link to this interview, or because I, by the time I saw the tweet, I hadn't watched, it was too late. Like, I watched the finale a day late, so, but I'm really curious to the kind of interview she gets to do with Garrett and Becca. We don't have that kind of access. So.
No, we don't.
Yeah. And yeah, that's it for questions, Haley. We mentioned Doug before. Does he have thoughts on this finale?
He does. He wasn't here for the men tell all last week, but
right.
He's back for the finale. Right. He says, has the straddle hug become a social norm, or is that just how friends say hello in Minnesota? Amy, have you ever straddle hugged someone?
Never. Maybe like, you know, if you pick up, it reminds me of like picking up a little kid or something, like jumping into arms.
I'd be afraid of knocking the person over.
Yeah. So it's definitely not a Minnesota thing. It is a Bachelor thing. They could do, someone could do like probably a 3-hour montage of all the like run and jump in someone's arms, straddling.
Yeah, someone, can you edit that video and send it to me, please? Remember when Garrett said he couldn't get any higher than this? On October 17th, 30 million Canadians will do just that. That's something we also forgot to talk about.
Okay.
Was when Garrett said, I don't have butterflies, I have eagles.
What? Yeah. Okay. This is explaining a lot of his Instagram likes. It's like all about the eagles. Yeah. That is weird. Yes.
I love that the show got them in an even shittier van than the one Garrett rented at the start of the show. I assume they had a good van ready if Garrett actually apologized and pulled that shitbox out when they finally realized how unmarketable he was.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, because otherwise, if he was really marketable, you know, like a car dealer, like car manufacturer would be like, okay, this is on us, like the state of the art minivan's got all the bells and whistles. They did throw in a car seat, you know, those are, you know, what, $100?
Kind of them.
Yeah.
I think the guy from Crazy Rich Asians should be the new Chris Harrison. He's already doing a better job at hyping the drama. On that note, I think Chris only does these live shows to get in the predetermined amount of hours in his contract. Laziest guy in the business. Somebody has been following the Amy philosophy of Chris Harrison.
Yeah, exactly. He's not bringing a lot to the table, but, you know, they have revamped the finale episode, breaking it up. He has to do his segments a little more work. He has to go the whole 3 hours doing it live.
When Garrett said he would choose back every day, he meant for like 2 or 3 months, right?
I give them a little longer than 2 or 3 months, but...
Do you give them a year?
I think I give them a year. Yeah, I think we might get the announcement around like the next airing, like whenever there's like something exciting new to announce, because that's when I feel like we got all the breakup announcements all at once, right? Like from those Winter Games couples. It'll be like when some new cast is announced, be like, oh, by the way. Yeah.
I would not even like Garrett if he was from Buffalo. His stopping a deep thought to look at a dolphin proves that he has the attention span of a Labrador.
Oh, yeah, that's another thing about your sister. Oh, dolphin! Well, dolphins are, it's not like a squirrel, but yeah, it was kind of that squirrel moment.
Sure. Lastly, thank you so much for letting me contribute again. I've grown to love the show and can't wait for Paradise. Bring on Colton's tears and more impressions of Clay. Bonus, yes. Can you please do an impression of what Clay's horrific proposal to Becca would have sounded like, and then follow it up with him in the same monotone voice being shocked that she obviously said no.
Hey Becca, I've really enjoyed getting to know you all this time. I'm gonna get down on one knee now and ask you to marry me. Becca, will you marry me? Oh, you don't want to marry me? Oh, okay, well, I'm just gonna leave anyway, so I'll just I'll see you later. I guess
I gave up football for this.
Oh no, yeah, my I career. Guess. Oh, all right. See ya. Have a good one.
Oh my gosh, like his ER or something. I haven't seen him in any previews, so I can't imagine he's making like a huge mark on Paradise. But I swear he showed up in some list I saw of the cast. But we'll see. Yeah, should be fun. One thing I was doing when I was looking at the picture of the cast, I think the ABC account tweeted it out, like the first night cast, and I was like, you know when we get those like WTF moments with like, why is this person cast, like Nick from this season, the blonde lawyer guy, then I remember, oh yeah, there have to be some casualties on night one that don't get a rose, so they have to cast some people that nobody cares about, right? And then there's always, of course, the surprise when a fan favorite might go home and one of these randos will
Nick
stay.
Yeah, Nick was like extra embarrassing almost, it felt like.
Oh, really?
Great. I don't know. It just felt like, what are you doing here, you weirdo?
Right. Yeah, totally. Enjoy the free vacation while you have it. And yeah, so I'm excited to, we'll be talking about VIP premiere.
Tomorrow, lucky you guys. So. You get a 2-for-1 this week.
Yes.
You get 2 episodes of us talking.
I know. What is it? 5 hours of TV this week?
Amy, I don't want to count it. Please don't make me.
This is why I've fallen. I know it's a good season, but I've fallen off Big Brother because it's just like there's so many hours of TV. Can't do it. Can't do it. But I'm excited. And Haley, as always, thank you for watching this whole season, breaking it down with me, as we always do. It's always fun, no matter whether the season is a little more obvious or not.
Yeah, and it's not to say that I dislike this season. I feel like I enjoyed watching this season and talking about the season more than I have some in the past. Like, Caitlin's season was just a real slog to get through. And so I always compare it to that. It's like, did we have more fun than that season? Yes, we did.
Yes, we went to different locations. We had rose ceremonies at the end of the episodes for the most part. So
we got hometown dates.
Right, totally. Exactly. All right, Haley, well, I will talk to you tomorrow and talk to all of you next time. Oh, wait, where can people find you if they don't already know?
On Twitter and Instagram at @astrong_. I posted a great picture of churros yesterday, so go look at that.
Oh, yes, with a great pun as well. And you can find me on Twitter at @rchipyrecapper. All right, we'll talk to you guys for BIP. Bye.